This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. When I see her in January in Las Vegas, what I want to do is I want to look at her passport to see how many stamps she has in it. But currently temporarily stateside, CONUS, contiguous United States. We have the return tonight of the weaponized woman, Keita Bussey. Good evening, young lady.
What's up, Bill? How are you?
Well, I've been watching
you. Long time no see.
Yeah, well, or talk to anyway.
Yes.
Can you see me right now, Keita? What have you got going on over there?
Well, I imagine you sitting around in your boxer shorts talking on the radio because nobody can see what you're wearing, so being comfortable. But probably still have a gun on, I would assume.
That would be... Maybe I should do a picture like that and post that on Facebook. Anyway. You've been in Africa.
Yes.
Now, were you training people in Africa or competing in Africa, or were you doing both?
All of the above. So, before I get into that,
okay,
there is something that I'd like to mention.
Okay.
I know that before we had the Special Operations Charity Network on, and they're doing a new fundraiser, which is awesome because you can win a custom Harley. And it's made to look like the one that was rode by Max Martini in the movie Sergeant Will Gardner.
Okay.
So after Veterans Day, if you are interested in entering, you can go to www.specopscharity.com, and tickets will start at $10.
Can you buy as many as you want?
As many as you want, and the more you buy, the more added things you'll get. I think, I don't remember off the top of my head what it is, but I know you get a T-shirt if you buy so many, and if you buy so many, you get extra tickets added in and so on. So there are other little prizes if you buy a certain number of tickets.
I hear you. Well, okay. What was that website again you have to go to enter?
That's www.specopscharity.com.
Okay. Now then.
Yes. So, Africa.
Yes.
Africa was quite an adventure. The residents there have a difficult time coming by guns. So for the average person, they're allowed to have 4 guns, and it can take up to a year for them to get all the licensing done. So first they have to take a class and qualify, and then they have to apply for the firearms permit, and it's a long process. There are several steps they have to go through that can take up to a year. They can have up to 2 handguns and then 2 long guns, or they can have 1 handgun and 3 long guns, but they can't have semi-automatic long guns. But if you are a competitive shooter, then they have a different program. So for competitive shooters, You have to prove that you're participating in a sport. So you have to join a club or an organization like IPSB. And then you have to, you get points for every event you participate in. And you have to maintain a certain number of points to keep that status. Otherwise, they take your guns away. But then you can have semi-automatic long guns. And there's no limit on how many guns you can have.
So when you went there, did you take your pistol you normally compete with?
No, I borrowed a CZ Shadow 1. So it wasn't the gun I normally compete with, but I really enjoyed shooting it. And right. I placed 40th, I believe it was, in the national competition,
okay.
The South African Nationals.
You're asking me. I don't know. I'll take no. You could get it wrong, and I'll never know the difference.
It was somewhere around 40th. I don't care enough to look at the exact number, but for not having competed with that gun before and for having foreign equipment, I was pretty happy with how I did, other than falling down on the very first stage on the very first day.
What about competitors there? I mean, do they so obviously somebody had a Shadow 1 too. And you know, every time I hear about somebody going overseas, CZ seems to have a very big overseas presence.
Yes, they do. CZ and Glock are some of the more common guns there. They don't really do Well, Glock 48 is kind of the go-to for a carry gun for most people there, or for a lot of people there. They don't really do Springfield or anything like that.
Right. So, are you telling me that they can, they have carry permits there as well?
They do, yes. You pretty much have to carry there because it's a very dangerous place. So, while I was there, there were riots. And the people were protesting. It's hard to say exactly what they're protesting, but they go into riots and start fires on the freeway. And if you lock your doors and refuse to get out of your car, they'll light the car on fire with you inside of it.
Oh.
So they actually will hijack a semi-truck and drive it across the road to block the traffic so the traffic has to stop.
Right.
And they start fires everywhere.
You were in South Africa?
In South Africa, yes.
Yeah, one of the things they've got going on in South Africa is they have this plan to take land away from certain people and give it to other people. And they're sort of encouraging violence right now there.
Yeah, and they have to have, I believe, 30% of a business has to be black people, so a lot of the companies will have a black figurehead to run the business, and they may or may not know anything about the business. That makes it very challenging to be a white person running a business.
Yeah. South Africa. they have, I've seen video of the country. I would love to go climb Lion's Head. I think I could. And just to be able to look down over, is it Cape Town that Lion's Head is around?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful place. Amazing, amazing place.
Yeah.
And all the people that I met were just awesome people. So I taught my regular movement class while I was there, and I also did an advanced class where I taught the Super Squad, all the guys who, you know, plays really well in the competition. And actually at the awards ceremony, I had this amazing heartfelt moment where all of my champions who had taken my class before nationals came and they all one at a time placed their medal around my neck in the front of the awards room to thank me for training them for the competition. And then they all placed really well.
How nice. You hang on a second for me. We're going to be right back. Keita is getting ready. She's here tonight. She just got back. She's not even going to unpack. We'll talk about that when we get back. All that just rhymed. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are talking to the weaponized woman, and that is Keita Bussey. She is here. You've been gone for a month. I was beginning to wonder what I'd said.
Yes, I'm going to be gone for another month.
I know. Now, is this usual? Is this the usual stuff for you? I mean, in the beginning, right? You went off and you competed and everything, but I knew that you were a trainer of a very high caliber, but we had a pretty good run going, and then this started happening. Is this usually the way it is for you with the 180 training program that you put together?
Well, when I travel overseas, then my trips get longer. Usually when I'm traveling within the U.S., it's just for a weekend or something like that, which is why I chose Wednesdays. But if I'm going overseas, I want to make it worth my while and do as many classes there as possible and travel around within the country putting on classes.
Do you already have them set up when you get there, or are they?
Yeah.
Is that something you throw together? That's got to be a logistical challenge.
It can be, yeah, for sure.
Now, I know you have, when you were in Australia, you had a lot of people on the ground. I'm presuming, based upon what I saw from you on Instagram, that you had people on the ground in South Africa to help you. Will you have people in your next port call that you're going to? Because you're going to Asia, yeah?
Yes.
Now, when you say Asia is a pretty big region, where specifically are you going, if I may ask? Oh, well, now shooting sports in the Philippines is a big deal, isn't it?
Yes, very big deal. So the Australasian Handgun Championship is going to be taking place there, which I will be competing in. And right after, I will be doing a class.
Will you get to carry your gun that you normally shoot to go to the Philippines?
Yes.
How often are you actually able to do that? And what is it like to fly overseas with a gun?
Well, I can do it whenever I want to. It's just a process. So if I have enough notice before going to another country, then I can get all the paperwork done to bring my own gun. But if it's set up sort of last minute, then I have to borrow one because there's right. not enough time to get everything processed. But the Australasians did a really good job in the Philippines of making sure everyone's paperwork got done in advance, and they basically did everything for us. So you just have to have your gun unloaded with a trigger lock inside a hard side case, which is also locked, and then put that in a suitcase, which is also locked. And ammunition needs to be in a separate piece of luggage. You need to have a temporary permit and form 4457, which is just a customs form clearing that this was my gun when I brought it into your country, so I get to take it back out of your country.
Right. So when you say a permit, the permit that you get, is it just a permit to have it in the foreign country you're in, or is it a permit to carry it?
Yeah. It's a permit to have it in the foreign country that you're in. So you have to have a reason to have the gun in another country. So then the person putting on the match director, will mail out an official letter of invitation to everyone coming to the match, and that allows you to get a permit, a temporary permit for the time you're there.
Right. How much ammunition can you carry?
What was that?
How much ammunition can you carry with you?
Well, it depends on the airline. Each airline has their own rules. For most of them, it's 11 pounds, which is not that much.
I was about to say, that doesn't sound like that much. Is that two boxes?
Depends on what caliber you're shooting. In 40, which I shoot, it's about five boxes.
Five boxes. Do you normally carry that much?
Don't ask, don't tell.
Gotcha. Understood. I didn't even know you could do that, to be honest with you. That's why I was asking so many questions about that. So for you flying, if you have to fly in the United States, that's a comparatively easy thing for you to do then, huh? Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the same thing, same rules as far as how much ammunition you can bring. But within the U.S., you don't need to have that Form 4457. All you do is when you go to the airport, you declare that you go up to the desk where you check your bags and say, I have a firearm. They give you something to sign. They ask you if it's unloaded and in a lock charge that case. You say yes, sign the form. So you're the one taking responsibility. You don't let anyone else handle your firearm because they're not qualified to do so. And some of them will try. So you have to know that they're not supposed to touch it. And then you sign this so that you're taking the responsibility to say, yes, it's unloaded and in a locked hard side case. And you put that inside the bag, which has actually saved me before, because flying through Australia, switching planes to go to New Zealand, they switched airlines, and one airline didn't communicate with the other that there was a firearm. So then when it switched planes, it went through an X-ray machine, and they found a gun and called the police. And luckily, that form was inside where I declared the firearm. So they were saying that I didn't tell the airline, and I was trying to sneak it through. So then the police saw that form and said, oh, okay, you did declare it. It was just a miscommunication between the airlines.
That was a bit of luck, eh?
Yeah, they really wanted to arrest me in Australia.
Well, I mean, is it up to you to make sure that the airline, if you're switching airlines like that, do you need to get up there and say, hello, other airline, I know I've already done everything I had to do, but just to make sure I don't get in trouble, I've got a gun in my baggage, okay? Good. Glad you know. All my I's are dotted, all my T's are crossed.
Well, that's what that form is for. But, yeah, there are certain countries where there can be issues. And there are certain states where there can be an issue if you're changing planes. Like if you're flying through New York and you get an overnight layover, you can't accept your guns back, or you're possessing a gun in a state that you're not allowed to. You have to be a resident of New York to have a firearms license and to own a firearm. So if you get stuck there overnight...
We're coming up on the next break.
Get on the next plane to anywhere.
Right. Coming up on the next break, I want you to explain that a little better when I don't have to keep interrupting you, because this is quite educational for me, because I got some other travel questions when we get back. But Kita is getting ready to head out to the Philippines, and she'll be gone again, but hopefully we'll pick up, and then we'll be hanging out in Vegas and doing all this other stuff. Weaponized Woman right here at Lock and Load. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Public hearings in the House impeachment inquiry will begin next week. North Carolina Republican Congressman Mark Meadows says once more transcripts are released, the public will see what really happened.
It's actually getting easier to defend the president from a standpoint there is no linkage between aid.
House Democrats on Wednesday released a transcript of a deposition from Bill Taylor, the U.S. diplomat who Democrats consider one of their top witnesses in the impeachment inquiry against President Trump. Taylor testified he suspected there was a quid pro quo on the table, but did not hear that directly from President Trump. The governor of Kentucky isn't going down without a fight after his supposed narrow loss. Governor Matt Bevin lost by around 5,100 votes and is asking for a recanvass, much like Democratic candidate for governor Stacey Abrams did in Georgia last year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armored Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Keita Bussey. Keita, what are you doing? You playing hockey over there? What are you doing?
Packing.
Okay. When you're traveling, I've wondered about this because most of the time, the only time I fly is for SHOT Show.
Yeah.
And at SHOT Show, I'm just not going to take a gun because I'm moving around. Well, because at SHOT Show, and because you can walk around in Las Vegas with a gun hanging around your neck, but you can't go in anywhere on the strip with a gun. So, that's one of the things I'm just not going to roll with. But I am thinking that there's a couple things I may do later on where I would have to fly yet again. If you've got your separate lock box in your suitcase, when you say you have to put your ammunition in a different case, is that in a different case in the suitcase? Is it in a different suitcase altogether? Do you have to carry two suitcases if you carry a gun, just so you can separate everything? How does that work?
If you're traveling internationally, you have to have two separate suitcases, one for the gun and one for the ammo. They can't be in the same suitcase. But you don't have to have the ammo in a lockbox or anything. It just has to be in factory containers, and that includes magazines. So you can actually have the magazines loaded to store the ammunition.
That was going to be my next question. But so domestically, because I don't know that there's two places I want to go before I leave the mortar coil that is international. I want to go back to Bamberg, Germany, where I was stationed in the 80s, and I want to go to Kyoto. And I'm pretty sure I can't take a gun to eat a place. So I don't have to worry about the international part. Can I? Can I take a gunboat to either one of those places?
I have. But you have to have a reason to have it there.
Which most of the time when you're going, you're either training or competing, so you do have a reason.
Right.
Yeah. So my reason would not be to go to train or to compete, because I don't do either or neither, which I don't do those things. But here in the United States, so if I travel domestically, do I have to have the ammunition in a separate suitcase from the gun domestically as well? No?
Domestically, you can have them all in the same suitcase, but you still have to have the gun in a locked
case.
Hard side container, but you do not need a trigger lock. You just have to have the hard case the gun is in locked. And the gun obviously needs to be unloaded.
Right.
And you can even have empty magazines in that gun case if you like. Just don't put any empty magazines in your carry-on.
Yeah. I take it you've done that too?
Yeah, they might have found an empty magazine hidden in my carry-on once. So that's why I recommend now using a separate bag for a range bag that goes
right
into your checked bag. Don't use your carry-on as your range bag.
Gotcha.
You can end up with brass in there, who knows what, and then you'll get interrogated. It's not fun.
It doesn't sound like it would be. What kind of a secured case do you use as your in suitcase gun carrier case?
I just use a plastic triangle case because it takes up very little room and adds very little weight.
What about some of these cases the guns ship in, or you know, the factory cases? Do those count as a secured case? Because you can lock some of them.
As long as it's a lockable hard side case.
That works.
Yeah, the TSA actually broke my gun case once when they were inspecting the case, and they wouldn't let me fly with it because they broke it. So then I had to go and buy a new case and then come back and then go through security all over again.
Where did you go to? So they broke it. Did you get to, did they break it on the other side where at your destination?
No, before I left.
So you had to leave the airport to go buy another case in order to fly?
Yes.
Did you have to get another flight?
No, I made it. So when I fly with firearms, I get there at least 2 hours before my flight.
Yeah.
And then I have a clear pass so I can bypass the security line so I don't have to wait in line for an hour. That way, if something goes wrong, I have plenty of time to fix it.
Right.
And if I'm flying internationally, then I get there 3 hours before.
Are you pre-TSA as well?
No.
So what is it that you get to bypass the security line, and how do you do that?
I have a clear pass. I fly with Delta so much that I have a status with them. And if you have that status, you get this discounted rate on a clear pass, which means you can just go right past all the security lines.
I see. I fly with Delta. That's who I fly with. I just, you know, I only fly once a year. So after, I guess, maybe in about 3 or 4 more years, I might actually qualify to upgrade once. I just don't fly that much. I do a radio show. I can't be getting on airplanes all the time. I gotta try to be here. I mean, that's just the way it is.
The nature of the beast, right?
Yep, it is the nature of the beast. When is there any sort of things where they say, listen, you can't travel with this kind of ammo, or you can't have this kind of ammo, or is that something we don't want to talk about?
No, I've never had any issues with that. But I usually travel with pistol ammunition. And it's more of a weight restriction on ammunition than anything else.
Than a type. So hollow points are okay. Gold dot would be okay.
What was that?
Would gold dot be okay? Spear gold dot, would that be okay to fly with?
Yeah.
Okay. I had no idea.
That before, actually.
Yeah, I've always been curious about that because I've never flown with a gun. But I mean, for people like you that do it all the time, I'm sure it seems like nothing at all.
Yeah, and the thing is, usually they don't know. I mean, the people working at the airline, they don't know anything about guns, which is why you never let them touch your firearms. And some of them don't know the procedure, so usually I walk up to the counter and I walk them through what the procedure is because they just don't know.
That's the thing. Would you recommend that whoever is going to fly with a gun, they really study up on what they should be able to do flying with a gun before they go? Because probably
because it all depends on who you get. You might get someone with a bee up their dress that just decides they're not going to let you fly with a gun.
Bee up their dress.
Just
make that up. But it's pretty good. I can only presume that while you've been away, you've missed your whip too. So I hope you've gotten a little whip time in. We're coming up on the next break. Keita got really good with a rhino hide whip when she was in Australia, but she's been gone for a bit.
I could have used it on elephants.
I'm sure you could have. This is Keita Bussey. She's a weaponized woman. She's been traveling. She's been traveling a lot before. She's getting ready to travel a lot after. And after tonight. And I'm happy to have her here with us before she goes. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
From the AR 500 on a radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are talking to Keita Bussey, the weaponized woman. So after you get done in Asia, are you only going to the Philippines?
Yes.
So after you get done, are you going to stay home for Christmas for, you know, get be around the hacienda for a month?
Yeah, I'll be around until sometime in January. I'm teaching a class in Florida, and I've got another class on Nellis Air Force Base just before SHOT Show. So I'll be gone for about 2 weeks or so in January.
Yeah, I would imagine you do get those frequent flyer miles, don't you? Clear Pass is what you call it, huh? How often do you have to fly to get Clear Pass? How many miles is that?
Well, you can buy it. It just gets cheaper the more you fly.
I'll have to look
at it. You could buy it right now if you wanted to.
Is it just really expensive right now if I buy it right now?
I think it's starting out, I think it's over $100 every 6 months or something like that.
Oh, okay. That's not that bad. Anyway, enough of this flying. So, are you going to stick with your pistol that you've been shooting, the Tanfolio?
I'm shooting the Rock Island Armory in 40, Smash Pro.
So you changed. Did I already know you changed and I just forgot because I haven't spoken with you in a while?
You just forgot. It's been a while.
Oh, well, you know, I'm getting old. How do you like the Rock Island?
I like it. I mean, it's affordable and it works.
What's not the lie? I've had two or three of those, and I have had no complaints with them. None
at
all.
Is you can spend thousands of dollars on a gun like that, or you can buy one that's inexpensive and works. You can put in as much money as you want, but that's no guarantee it's going to work.
That's true. That's very, very true. Is that one of the reasons you're going to, isn't Arms Corps a Filipino country? Our company, right?
They're based out of the Philippines. They also have a U.S. base. They're my sponsor. And they also have a lifetime warranty on all of their guns, which is cool. You just send it back in and they'll fix whatever goes wrong and send it back to you.
Well, but, I mean, that's got to be sort of cool to be able to go to the Philippines and shoot. Especially now while it's, where do you I don't even know where you live. Where do you normally live, Tita?
I live in Wisconsin, so we just had our first big snow.
Okay, so going to the Philippines would be sort of nice, huh? Yeah.
That would be kind of nice, yeah.
Yeah, I got you. Okay. I'm just curious about that. So, will you be staying with Rock Island, or are you?
Yeah. I'll be staying there for the first part, and then I have other stuff going on for the second part.
Gotcha. I gotcha. You brought Corinne Mosier on the show, right?
Yes.
Have you ever thought about pursuing the tactical arts the way she does it? Because Corinne is, I can see you very easily excelling at that.
Yeah, I'd love to take a class from her. I think it sounds like a lot of fun.
Well, I believe that just based upon what I've seen you do as far as the way you train to move, most people that train to move actually try to, the fire maneuver thing, most people don't do drills to be better at fire and maneuver, if you get what I'm saying. You've turned it into sort of an athletic thing. Like, I remember when I was playing volleyball I was the token white boy on the all-use Army Europe volleyball team. And some of the drills they would put us through was just to develop what we had to do as far as jumping to the net and everything else, right? Whereas I always thought, well, we'll just practice doing it and we'll just get better at it as we go, like everything else in the Army. We actually had drills like that, which is what you've developed for the way you move and the way you teach people to move. And I could just see you taking that and applying adopting that to the tactical sort of mindset. And I think you do very, very well at it.
And I have done some work with that sort of thing. But I can't talk about it.
I know you've taught the people, but like some of these people that you rub shoulders or elbows with, rather. I'd like to see you with the skill set that I know you have, and the way you've developed it. And go out there and take a tactical course. Not as a student, but just to run it, just in a qualification kind of thing. I'd just like to see how that would go.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
What kind of a long gun would you prefer on that one? Because Corinne likes the IWI Tavor, which is pretty, it's not radical, but it's not one that I would pick.
I guess I don't really have a huge preference.
Would you prefer an AR type platform or an AK type platform or the bullpups or?
I prefer the AR type platform over the AK. I mean, the AK is fun, it makes a cool noise, but I prefer the AR platform.
I understand that. I do. I understand that. Plus, here lately with the AKs, there's not a whole lot of savings in buying an AK anymore. If you're going to get a good one, you're going to spend about as much as you would for a pretty okay AR.
Yeah.
At least that's what I've found. But I digress. And as far as the now in a tactical setting, would you still stick with the Rock Island pistol? Because it's not bad. Is the one you carry, is it like a 1911 or is it something else?
It's a 2011 platform.
Okay, so it's a double stack.
Yeah.
Outstanding. That must be fun. Do you have now? One of the things, the only problem I've had with Rock Island was they have done a lot with the pistol as far as setting it up to be tactical. Does yours have the traditional sort of roundness that a 1911 has, or do you have that full underlug rail accessory rail on the bottom of yours?
I guess it's kind of squarish. I would not shoot 40. I mean, shooting, the only benefit of shooting 40 is the scoring system in this sport.
Right.
It's really hard on your body because of the recoil. There's less mass in the gun. Like, if you're shooting a 45, it's not going to be as hard on you because there's more mass in the gun to control the recoil. But shooting a 40 is kind of silly for, you know, personal defense.
Shooting a 40 is silly. Well, it's silly because they took it and put it in a 9mm platform in most cases.
Right.
Everybody out there put it. Smith & Wesson did it. Glock did it. I don't know. It sounds like Rock Island did it. It needs to have a, it needs to be a big bore type. It needs to be in the same kind of frame as a 10mm 45, like you're saying.
Right. You really need the mass of the gun to control the recoil. Otherwise, there's really no advantage to shooting 40 over shooting 9 or 45.
Well, it's, for, I think 40 was the result of the fact that the FBI, when they went, when they adopted the 10, they, most, some of the little, little agents with their little hands could hold the, Smith & Wesson 1006. So they came out with the 40 Smith & Wesson. It was, used to be called the 40 Smith & Wesson before
right.
It just became the 40 Cal. So, now that it was the 40 Smith & Wesson and everybody's like, it's a necked down 10 millimeter. Why are you sticking it in that 9 millimeter gun? Goodness gracious sakes alive. Before we run out of time, when will you be back?
In December.
Okay. Well, I will miss you.
I'll miss you too, Bill.
But you go out there and you have a good time and, you know, kick a few butts and take a few names and do all that other stuff. And the weaponized woman will be waiting on you when you get back. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Thanks, Bill.
Safe travels.
Have a good night.
You too. Coming up later on the show, third hour, we're going to be talking to Dean Weingarten, but when we get back, it's just going to be me and you. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I think my pops wanted to toss it all the way.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.